consider the year 2007 in our tour, we move on in Killan Union to Killegny. I have many memories of Killegny, but one in particular is always on my mind as I return there. Some years ago, during one of the winters with great snows, I was due there on a Sunday in January, and I remember thinking it was very perilous and possibly even foolish to set out, but I went and I got there, and I remember after the long journey slithering around the place, the warm welcome that I received, and that very distinctive sound of a car going slowly over fresh snow on the gravel of the churchyards. And every time I go back there, my ears fill with the sound of the crisp snow being crushed. A silly memory in a way, but I suppose it's just a reminder of how, while we're so dominated by pandemics, we also need to remember that weather affects us all, that we are hugely dependent on the weather, especially on the land, that we talk of nothing quite as much as we normally talk about the weather. And of course, we've rapidly learned that as dramatic weather events increase around the globe, it's our choices and our responsibility lead to those accelerating and accentuated weather events. So I just hope in the years to come, there'll still be from time to time plenty of snow for car tyres to crunch on in this part of God's creation. And I always say, when people wish each other a kind of warm Christmas and talk romantically about life in front of the fire, don't get beguiled by warming up. We need rapidly to help this planet to cool down a bit. 2007. In June, Tony Blair stood down as British Prime Minister. His three times election success with New Labour will be a long time being rivalled. And whatever one thinks of him, or other key players in Irish political affairs too, Bill Clinton, Bertie Ahern, he probably brought the greatest of commitment and intellectual focus to the Irish problem than any Prime Minister since Gladstone. And in a way, therefore, as I near the end of these reflections, the wheel comes full circle, because we began with Gladstone's attention to the Irish question, his desire to pacify Ireland, and the way forward he discerned, not least in relation to the church. And like Gladstone in his time, Tony Blair was a great pro-European. And in a way, it's sad how since Brexit, the Irish question has, somebody once said, come back to bedevil British politics, almost in a Gladstonian way. And we'll see how things go with the end of the transition period following Brexit and the beginning of the new year. People will criticise Tony Blair for many reasons, including his decisions in relation to Iraq, perhaps the sense that in that context he was uncritically subservient to President Bush. Anyway, I still remember in 2007 being genuinely moved by his farewell address to the packed House of Commons, which earned him an ovation from both sides, and that's a rarity. And he said something on these lines, speaking of the political vocation, that outside of politics, people may understand what goes on within the bubble, but for those who are caught up in that world and what it can offer, it's the place where, as he put it, hearts beat a little faster, and despite the presence of low skullduggery, it nevertheless, the political arena is the best place its inhabitants know for the pursuit of noble causes. And I thought, in some ways, that definition could also be a definition of the church, its glory as well as occasionally its raw underbelly. What other context do most of us know for the pursuit of noble causes? Blair, of course, was not without theological capacity, and equally the politician in me, although it's a bishop that I am, makes me have a particular, I suppose, empathy with admiration for the kind of phrases that he found. And more than any other subject, to things like confirmations, I go on about Christian citizenship and the importance of intelligent, prayerful participation in all that derives from the political process. Anyway, it was a great moment in a packed House of Commons. Would that COVID would be over and democracy in our various countries would again be well characterised by those wonderful and distinctive packed parliamentary occasions.